is on the bed. She's like, oh, God, Sarah, I can't do this. Ah, go get your father.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most arts and crafts podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Tam. What's up, guys?
And none of us have gone to jail for arts and crafts and Martha Stewart.
I was wondering where you're going with that. Yeah. With jail for arts and crafts? What the fuck are you talking about?
Now here's my shank with glitter. Did you see Martha? She fucking stabbed a dude the other night. She just throws like rose petals on their body. And that's how you die.
That's her calling card. Yeah. The MO of Martha Stewart.
Rose petals.
So.
It's really painty down here.
Yeah.
Lack of oxygen is pretty nice.
I'm making a dice tower, and it requires a lot of painting. So I've been painting a lot. I like how I just reworded that. Making a dice tower requires a lot of painting, so I've been painting a lot. What I learned the hard way is that felt plus super glue equals fucking like white lines that you can see where I glued.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I did not know this.
Do you have to get like a special glue for that?
Like Elmer's glue?
Just no, Gorilla glue.
Oh shit.
Gorilla. Yeah, I know.
I just wonder if it's cuz Gorilla's glue is so strong that maybe that's why it left it. Like, maybe, like, Elmer's or hot glue.
Well, I figured I should use something else, but I also have black spray paint, and this is black felt, so I
so you're just, gonna
I just covered it.
More paint!
Yeah, I just covered it over.
So you're making this for Pathfinder? Or whatever?
More HeroScape, but
what exactly
it would work
is
for
a
both.
Dice tower? Because I don't know what
basically,
one
it looks like a boot.
All right.
They're also called dice boots. And they have, like, tumblers inside, and so you just drop the dice, and it goes... And then rolls out into the tray.
So it's made for rolling.
Yeah. It kind of conserves space, you know, so you're not rolling off the table all the time. And especially for Pathfinder, we use a lot of space, so.
That's pretty cool. I've never actually heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stefan and Tyler have some plastic ones they got. It's clear plastic.
Nice. How big are they usually? Like?
God, I don't know off the top of my head. Okay. I know I made this one. The tower is 9 inches tall by 4 inches wide.
Sounds like my penis.
Damn. Let's talk. But what I did was I made the tray a little bit bigger so that when I need to move it or store it, I can take the tower, lay it sideways, and put it in the tray.
That's genius. That's really
yeah,
smart.
That's right. Up
is it
here,
just going to be like grooves
that
it sits
that shit
into?
What's that?
Is it just going to be like grooves that the tower part sits into then?
No, the tower part just basically sits in the tray. There's not really a groove or anything, but there is like there's a border or a lip on the tray that it kind of fits into. Okay. So, yeah. I'm almost done, too. I've got most pieces painted. Actually, everything that's done is sitting right over here by my right hand.
You're welcome, viewers.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of just
talking. Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah.
You guys can look over there and see what's done. I'll post. I'm actually going to make an imager album and post.
Oh, that's cool.
The process. So I'll post it on
there. There is a lot of different kinds.
Yeah, there's a lot of different kinds of dice towers. And the thing, what sucks is I found this website that had the dimensions for how they made their dice tower. But when I went to go start cutting pieces yesterday, the website was down.
Oh, shitty.
So I kind of...
just guessed?
I kind of winged it. Yeah.
The one day, out of all the days, like, I signed up for OPPD last week, and out of all the fucking days, I would just load it, website was down for, like, 12 hours. I'm like, the one day I was gonna take time to do this.
That sucks. So, all I have left is the biggest tumbler I still need to put felt on. I painted that one like shit, so I had to give it another coat. All the other ones look really nice, but this one had a bunch of like light streaks on it. It didn't have enough paint, so I was like, oh, okay, I'll give it a crap. And then the sides, right now I put two coats of white on there, and I'm going to give them racing stripes to make the dice tumble faster.
Yeah.
Damn it. So be like, they're going to go 10 miles faster.
Yeah. So I painted some white on there, and then there's going to be like some black in the middle, and then white on the sides, and then red.
Nice.
So it actually looks like that. Sorry, I got an itch. I got a bad itch.
Can you help?
No. So that red cornhole board out there?
Yeah.
It's going to look like that.
All right.
Because what that was the background of my Halo symbol, the racing stripe. And I'm getting custom dice that have the two Halo symbols I used.
Oh.
For Heroescape.
Look how much does it cost to make some custom
dice? $60.
For a set?
$60 for 12.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what? That's not bad.
It would be more, but one side has to be blank. They charge by the side.
Oh.
So one side on each dice is blank. So it would be a little more, but
okay, that's still for a set of 12, I don't think that's bad.
And Stefan and Tyler both have custom dice. They got them like last year. So I'm finally going to get some and use them with my custom dice tray. I'm going to be so custom, it's ridiculous.
Oh, personalize everything.
Stefan just got the sweetest fucking dice bag off of Etsy.
Etsy's pretty awesome.
It's blue aluminum dragon scales. It's like dragon scales. Yeah, aluminum.
All right.
It, you know, it looks like chain mail or scale mail. It looks like scale mail.
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking the scales were made out of aluminum.
They are made out of aluminum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of work then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How much do you pay for it, dude?
I don't know.
That seemed like something that'd be in the 30s.
Yeah.
Just
I think
for
it
the
was,
amount of craftsmanship.
I think it was like 30, 40 bucks, but it looks pretty sweet. And then Tyler's got this chainmail bag that's pretty nice, and I got this black velvet with red silk.
Chainmail's not hard to make. It's just time consuming.
Yeah.
I'm making a shirt for a costume that I'm doing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And oh, my God. It's taken for fucking ever.
Do you remember in grade school the ring things that the kids would make? It was like you took strips of cardboard paper
the rings. Yeah.
I remember doing that and being so fucking angry at how tedious it was. Like, if I imagine if I were to do chainmail, I'd probably freak the fuck out.
I used to have to put something else on and just blast it.
Like,
and be like,
if I'm listening to like metal, I can do really monotonous things. Just
yeah. I know, I just saw in a movie and be really happy with the little progress that I get done in an hour and a half.
I did a couple chains.
Yeah.
In 5 hours? Yeah.
Speaking of angry, I was kicking my sister yesterday.
Go on.
In kickboxing?
Yeah.
Or are you straight up fighting?
No, I was working out with her, and she was making me do things that were pissing me off.
Where is the place she's at again?
It's McDoyle's. It's 108th and Blondo.
There we go. I kept forgetting the street name. I knew the name, but yeah. I could not remember.
But she kept doing things that were pissing me off. And, of course, I wasn't saying anything about it because I just got to fucking do it. But it was pissing me off. So she always encourages me. She's like, kick as hard as you can when we do kicks. Kick as hard as you can. So I was doing, like, these front kicks. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to give you some hard ones. And I'm, like, nearly knocking her over with every
Damn.
Kick.
Good. That's awesome.
Show the power. What you fucking get.
Show the power.
I actually, small story time.
That's what we're here for. Stories.
It's a conversational podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm a martial artist, and I go to tournaments. And one of the first tournaments I came to in Omaha, I was a black belt. And I was in the black belt division, first time being in the adult division. And there was some guy from McDoyle's school. McDoyle himself came. And he was in the black belt division, and he didn't know how to tie on his belt. I think what it was, and no disrespect to the school, because I don't know, but like, I was like, is this guy here just to like fight black belts to see if he could be part of this McDoyle team or whatever? I don't know what's going on. Long story short, he ended up punching me in the throat like an asshole.
Oh,
he punched me in the throat.
Holy shit!
Yeah, and like I was like 16, and this is like 30-year-old man. The way it works is for body punches and body kicks, it's 1 point. For head kicks, it's 2 point. For jump kicks to the body, it's 2 point. And jump kicks to the head, it's 3 point. So it was really easy. He racked up 3 points right away. Just because, like, I honestly wasn't as good as I am now, but I was 16 and now I'm not. But like, he punched me in the throat, and like we had a little timeout, and I was just like, I'm fucking done with this. So like the next move, I did like a jump axe kick to his head and then tied it up. And then we went into sudden death, and he got his stupid little cheap point that I'm still salty about. Whoa. I found that guy later. He works at a China restaurant. Works at a Chinese buffet. So I was just like, hey, Evan, he's a friend of mine. He was at the tournament. I was like, Evan, isn't that McDoyle guy? He goes, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to make a lot of plates dirty just for that. Fuck. Who got the last laugh? You won the tournament, but you have to work harder at your job.
You should have went over and just chopped him in the throat.
Remember this?
He just drops at work.
How's your balls feel? God.
So Comic-Con's going on. It's a good one.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's Jason David Frank's there. Totally wish I was hanging out with him.
Isn't that the Red Ranger?
That's the Green Ranger.
That's the Green Ranger? What's the Red Ranger then?
Are you fucking kidding me right now? Are you serious?
I just remember because he has three fucking first names.
David Frank.
That's how I remember the Green Ranger. It's that fuck with three first names.
That fuck with three first names.
Have you guys
that's
seen the picture of
card.
Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she looks awesome.
She does.
Yeah, she's going to be a great one. And then have you seen it got taken down on YouTube really quickly, but the 25 seconds they showed of the Batman Superman movie.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's awesome. So it's raining, and Ben Affleck Batman, he's got like the white eyes, like the night vision eyes he has anyways. And you see him pull this cloak off the bat signal, and then it's raining and shit, and he shines the light up, and then lightning hits, and there's fucking Superman in the middle of the bat symbol with like his red eyes going, and then it just fucking ends and shows the logo for the movie. But it is just insane.
Jeez.
And then the crowd, since it's all leaked footage, you just hear it's all quiet. And then when the lightning and you see Superman, just everyone's like, oh my fucking God! The place just explodes.
How do you guys feel about this movie? How do you...
My theory is the director, Zack Snyder, his movies have never let me down. Like, I always see them and I'm like, that was a good movie. So I'm excited. And I enjoyed Man of Steel a lot.
Oh,
I
fucking
it.
Love Man of Steel. Yeah, that was great, the Superman movie we deserved. Mm-hmm. But not the one we needed.
I hope Ben Affleck has a grisly voice.
Yeah.
Do you guys think Batfleck's going to do a good job?
I mean, he's an Oscar award-winning director and actor.
I don't...
If it was 2001 and Gilead just came out... And he was still banging Jennifer Lopez, I would be like, nope, that's not Batman.
Yeah, I'm. But this, the more time goes on, the more screenshots I see. I'm okay with it.
I like his tiny bat ears.
You guys have seen The Dark Knight Returns, right? Like read the comics?
Yes,
I've seen the movie.
Yeah,
Frank Miller's.
Oh my goodness, it's so good. Oh my goodness.
Frank Miller's one, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Don't ask me I wanted to sound intelligent on the podcast, and you just called me out.
Frank Miller's The Dark Knight Returns. Yes.
Look at my phone real quick. Hold on. Yeah. It's.
But that's what this movie, the Superman Batman, is largely based off of that, which it was fucking awesome. So.
Did you guys know they're doing a Family Guy Simpsons crossover?
Yeah. There's also a Simpsons Futurama crossover coming out.
Really?
And let's see, the Simpsons Family Guy is September, and I think the Futurama one's November.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's a Family Guy episode with the Simpsons, mm-hmm. So I think it might be a little funnier. Like, if it was the Simpsons doing Family Guy, then I really wouldn't be like...
Yeah, because I feel like they can explore the space more.
They posted like a 5-minute video.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
How...
First of all, I just think it's going to be like a 30-minute episode, right?
I hope it'd be an hour. That'd be
okay,
cool.
Okay,
because
I was going to say 5 minutes is a lot to show for a 30-minute episode.
Yeah. Well, and with commercials, it's like 22 minutes
Maybe
it is an hour.
It seemed pretty funny, actually. It was just weird seeing them together. There's this thing where Bart is showing Stewie how to do the prank calls to Moe's. So he does one of these prank calls to Moe's, you know, just one of the regular ones. And then Stewie's like, oh, let me try. And he calls, he goes, hey, is this Moe? Your sister's getting raped. And he hangs up the phone.
And see, that's why I think it'll be better, because it's the Family Guy writers doing Simpsons.
And then,
oh, is that how they're not? It's not like a...
Well, like, they're working together, but it's still the Family Guy universe, so it's their writers.
Okay.
And then there's a time where Peter's trying to get Homer to do a cutaway gag. And he's like, and then Homer's like, I don't get it. And then what? He's like, we're a better team than. And finally, Peter initiates the cutaway gag, and they're like in a plane shooting down people, and they're like, yes, we did it. And then Bob from Bob's Burgers is in the third plane seat. He's like, yeah, we did it. And he's like, who's that guy? And he's like, we had to bring him along because he can't fly on his own. And then he goes, we did it with that guy, and it didn't work out so well, and it's Cleveland, and his plane is on fire, and he's like, no, I'm going down.
Oh, my God.
Is the Cleveland show over?
I think so. It got canceled.
Yeah. That show sucked.
Which, Camilla loved it.
Wow, and you're going to marry that girl.
I know. Maybe underneath she's like Kamisha or something. Someone at work.
What's her full black name? Like Kamisha Liquisha.
Kamisha Diamond Rana.
I got to see Camilla's full Italian name today, and
it's like seven names.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Scholars would take years to translate that into different languages because it's like a paragraph.
Translated into ones and zeros?
Yeah.
Nothing else out of Comic-Con like really blew my mind.
No, me neither.
I was just more excited for the... I guess there's a bunch of Avengers shit that no one on the internet's seen, but that sucks.
I'm excited for your mom.
Black,
you got a story about your mom?
They're making a Black Panther movie.
Are they?
Yeah, 2017.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was like, I can dig that. I like Black Panther.
I saw Joaquin Phoenix might be Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I'm...
What's he been
in? He looks the Walk Hard, the Johnny Cash movie.
Walk the Line.
Sorry, Walk Hard was the parody.
Yeah. Walk Hard, yeah.
With Dewey Cox. He was the bad guy emperor in Gladiator.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's a good actor. He's a little mentally crazy.
Yeah, he's weird.
Yeah, he's weird, but he's a good actor.
I want a Dr. Fate movie.
Dr. Fate. I'm trying to...
That sounds...
Dr. Fate.
Library.
He wears... blue, yellow cape, got the helm of Naboo.
But I got a picture of... I'm excited. The third Avengers, they titled it, is The Civil War.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. And yeah, that was my reaction was, oh, Civil War! Fuck!
Put this right down here.
Yeah. Let's see. Ant-Man, Black Panther, Doctor Strange... World War Hulk, which I guess is like the best Hulk arc. So
oh, yeah.
Cool.
Will we get to see Hulk Buster in that one?
We see Hulk Buster in the second Avengers.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're already, I guess in the end of Guardians of Galaxy, they're already hinting that in the second Guardians of Galaxy they have here, he's going to be the main bad guy. Cause
Thanos?
No.
Oh.
Hulk.
Hulk is going to be the bad guy.
All the rumor is they're going to, at the end of Avengers, Hulk's going to end up being like the bad guy, and they're going to send him into space. That's how Guardians.
I saw a... shit, now this is all tying this shit together.
Dude,
but
Whedon's doing a great job.
I saw a... There's an animated one.
Was it World War Hulk?
It must have been World War Hulk, where they send Hulk into space.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then Thor, I just like the name of it. The third Thor is Ragnarok.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. Ant-Man.
There's been a lot of controversy
on
Ant-Man.
I really wish Edgar Wright was still directing it, because I love that director.
And he put so much work into it.
He's been working on it for like five fucking years.
I don't get why we should have an Ant-Man movie if he's not going to be the one behind Ultron.
I dig what they're doing with Ultron, with the whole Tony Stark, and as much
because
as I hated it, Iron Man 3.
The coolest thing about Hank Pym is that he fucking made Ultron.
Yeah.
Besides that, he's Ant-Man, who's
hopefully
okay.
Hopefully they'll do a good like job of it.
I did see the Avengers poster, and you could see Vision.
Yep.
Yeah, it was
cool.
A lot of people...
Was it the one where they were all like combined together?
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, oh, it's Magneto. No, it's not fucking Magneto.
It's
no.
Magneto.
Fox would sue like a motherfucker.
Yeah, not only that, but just fucking get a little bit of culture. All right, you barbarians.
Jesus.
Not everyone's Magneto.
Doctor Strange would be 2016.
Nice.
Which Strange is pretty cool, so.
That means they got to get started here pretty quick.
Yeah. I guess they just started tomorrow they start filming Ted 2.
Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane's Ted 2.
Nice.
Have you guys seen A Million Ways to Die?
No.
Oh, it is so good.
You are the only person I've ever heard say that.
Seriously?
Yeah, I heard it was terrible. I heard it was absolutely
hilarious.
Awful.
Hilarious.
Either that or it just had a really bad weekend matchup with some other movies.
Yeah, it got fucked box office-wise, but it was a great movie. I want to see it. Like, I would pay to see it again in theaters. That's how much I liked it.
3-8 combo road trip. Go.
Now we're there.
The movie's okay.
Okay. So, did you play the latest episode of The Walking Dead?
I did. I finished it last night.
So, I was getting ready to freak the fuck out if you said no.
I did not.
Oh, my God.
But I haven't played any, so I'm not missing anything. Go ahead.
Oh, I was so worried you're going to be like, I don't want, don't spoil it.
Okay, so just go ahead, and I'll just do this during the podcast. La, 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 la.
Tell them to skip ahead.
Skip ahead 5 minutes.
5 minutes? All right, about five.
We're running a little long in the opening, so I'm going to try and make it
brief. What made you feel the most?
What's her name?
What? Sarah?
The chick that left.
Oh, Jane?
Jane, yeah, that's right.
I always want to
call her Molly. She looks like Molly from the first season.
Yeah, Molly was cool.
Yeah,
I was pretty butthurt that she actually left. I thought she was going to be like, I need some time, and then she'd come back, but no, fucking bitch left.
Her and Luke boned.
Dude, I was actually a little pissed about that. I'm like, Luke, what the fuck?
You're supposed to be watching. Yeah. Did you try and save Sarah?
Nope.
Did you try and save her at the beginning?
At the very beginning, I was like, all right, I'm going to give it a try.
Did you slap her?
I did.
Yeah.
But then at the end, when she wasn't coming, I'm like, nope. And I didn't even have a regret. I felt bad when they were showing her getting eaten. I was like,
When the deck fell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't save her either. Fuck that. I saved Jane.
What? Did you save Sarah the first time?
When she was
I didn't save her.
You didn't save her in the mobile home?
No, I left her in the mobile home.
Oh, yeah. I saved her from the mobile home.
Oh, see, I didn't know. I was like, if I save her, someone else cool is going to die. And I'm like, I like Luke and Jane, so I let that bitch go.
I saved her from the mobile home, and I thought Jane was going to die because she was the last one out of the roof.
Yeah.
Or out to the roof, and they were, like, grabbing at her legs. I'm like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
But no, eventually Clementine just slaps the shit out of Sarah, and then she...
But she dies at the deck later.
She dies when the deck collapses. She falls with it, and she's trapped under some wood. And Jane is holding on by one hand. And then you have the choice of going down to save Sarah or saving Jane. And I decided to save Jane.
Jane probably would have died if you saved Sarah.
Sarah looked like a lost fucking cause.
Yeah.
She was, like, way down there, covered in a bunch of, like, heavy wood planks, and there were walkers everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like... That was a lose-lose situation.
Nope.
If I chose Sarah, Jane probably would have fell. Clementine probably would have died. Like, yeah.
But it was a good episode. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
At the very goddamn cliffhangers at the very end.
Goddamn fucking Arvo.
What did you do with Arvo? Did you steal his stuff or not?
I did steal his stuff.
I did not. I gave it back.
I felt bad about it, but I stole his stuff.
Does Rebecca die then? At the end of the episode for you?
I shot her in the face.
You shot her?
Yeah. I know she does.
Does she die? Yeah. I killed that bitch.
Yeah, I know she dies because I shot her in the face.
Well, I didn't
know. Talking about my fat, ugly mama.
I didn't know if the story changed compared to, like, different choices at the end. But I didn't.
Did you call for help or something? Yeah.
Kenny straight up shoots her.
Yeah. So that's what I figured. I was like, if I don't shoot her, someone's going to shoot her. So
yeah.
I shot her. And then, they were like, oh, fuck.
God damn it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good.
It'll be like, I'd say probably like September or October.
He needs to hurry up and get the fuck out.
I know.
So we can play the last episode, season 2, when Lee comes back. Mecha Lee! Fuck yeah! Ooh, you know what I watched a little bit of last night? Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark.
How is it?
Bad. Real bad.
Was for it on you guys, sci-fi? The spoiler cast is over. You can come back now.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. It's okay, everyone. We're done. Or are we? This person dies.
Yeah. Kenny dies.
You bastard.
He was being such a little... Oh, wait, we're done. He's being a little bitch.
Yeah, you could say he's being a bitch. Kenny is known often for being a bitch at times, so that's not a spoiler.
Psych, Luke's got the AIDS now.
That would be funny if you had AIDS during the zombie apocalypse.
Well, you're going down.
Hilarious.
Yeah. All right, guys, you want to get into gaming news?
I guess if we gotta.
Yeah, I don't have any Pathfinder stories because we played Saturday night last week, so we haven't played yet. We'll play tonight. Let's get into gaming news. Let's do that right now.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
Telltale confirms The Walking Dead will return for a third season.
Good, good.
Finally, I'll get into it.
Just play the third season. Don't play.
You know
what? I always thought about this. All right, tangent. Going over here to left field. How would you feel if you were the middle child and were given up for adoption? Like, your parents kept the youngest and the oldest, but gave the middle child up for adoption.
Before we get into that question, which I do want to answer.
Okay.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah.
I thought about that the other day.
That would be so fucked up.
Like,
I feel
like
horrible.
You find your biological parents and realize you have a brother that's older than you and like a sister that's younger than you, and you're like, wait a minute. I was your second child?
I guess it depends on the situation, because like maybe it happened because of financial reasons. They couldn't pay for a second child at the moment, but whenever the third child did come along or was planned or whatever, they could. So it was to make your life better.
You got a point. I would still feel a little butthurt about
it. Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That would be like, you just come back, especially if you didn't have the best life, like, you know, like you were bouncing around between homes and stuff like that. And while they may have had a rough beginning, now they, you know, live in a nice house, have two dogs and love each other very much. And you come back and you're like, son of a bitch.
Welcome to 3-Hit Combo's The Feels Cast.
You've gone too far this time, Feels.
This is exciting.
Yes, it is exciting. Third season of The Walking Dead.
My thought.
It's when Lee comes back, Mecha Lee. Don't point at him.
Do you have Steam, correct? I don't know if that's a dumb fucking question. I'm sorry.
That is such a dumb fucking question.
I am sorry.
Oh my god. No, I don't have Steam. We talked about this three episodes ago. Oh,
I'm sorry.
I didn't spend any money on the Steam sale because I don't have Steam. And you're like, yeah, awesome, Tam.
I'm going to point at you and go. Yeah.
I do have Steam.
We're
friends.
You know what we should have done a long time ago?
What?
Is that Steam family sharing.
Yeah.
Because there's a shitload of games I have that I know you don't have. And there's a shitload that I know you have that I don't have. And the chances of us playing the same game at the same exact time are very small.
Are you saying we're family?
Well, I guess I'll be in your next wedding. I don't know.
Little does she know, I'm the Black Widow.
He just means when you renew your vows.
Right, duh. Yeah. Are you kidding? What?
Yeah, what were you thinking, Andy?
Come on.
I'm going to call Camilla right now.
What time are we at?
Her podcast sense starts tingling.
Yeah, her podcast sense is just before the half hour mark.
All right, good.
God, there's a fly buzzing around my head.
Fuck it up, man. Do your front axe kick.
Yeah.
Your axle spin kick front flip.
Right.
Thing.
That goes to that guy.
High flying spinning grenade kick?
Yes. Do you throw grenades when you spin?
No, it just makes you blow up.
Fuck yeah. I remember in Tomb Raider 2, there was a cheat code you could put in to blow up Lara Croft. That's all it did. You just put it in.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah, it was fun.
A new report suggests Google is buying Twitch TV for $1
billion. $1 billion.
I hope someone somewhere made that joke when it actually goes through. When just the businessman's in the background. Like
someone's sitting at the
conference table.
Yeah, conference table meeting. And everyone's like, all right, let's finalize the deal for $1 billion. Ted, what are you doing over there with your pinky?
Billion. This is serious business. I'm serious.
So I find it kind of sucks because
Google's gonna add the fuck
I just think Twitch. Because YouTube is perfect for a streaming service. Yeah. Like, they can use YouTube and then Twitch can be Twitch and there's like actual competition, you know? And competition makes people try and be better. But there's if they buy the biggest one, who the fuck is going to compete with them? Fucking
still,
Ustream?
Yeah, I was going to say there's sucks. Ustream, but they're not that great.
Never even heard of Ustream, so there goes that.
I think it's going to be awesome because they'll have Google's money backing them, so maybe they'll get some. Because every once in a while, I guess not once in a while, Twitch doesn't have the greatest servers.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense from a business standpoint. Yeah. Like, if Google wants to get into streaming, why not just buy Twitch, which is already set up for streaming?
Yeah, and like they'll have Google's money to hopefully get them some nice servers.
How would you feel if you're the person that like that launched Twitch and you're just like, doot, 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 doot. Hey, Dad. Guess who became a billionaire today?
Me.
Yeah. You're proud of me now, Dad?
Are you proud of me now?
Who's doing things in basements now?
Yeah.
I was the middle child. Now I'm the richest child.
Oh, you love me? No. It's not that easy.
Go outside. Quit playing these games. Well, guess what?
I'm gonna pale and rich, bitch.
That was really good. That was awesome. Thank you.
The U.S. District Court approves a multi-million-dollar settlement in the 2011 PSN breach lawsuit.
Which I did not know this was still going on.
It's been 3 years since the infamous data breach at Sony's PlayStation Network. Sony is poised to pay up as much as $17.75 million.
That's not that much for a big company.
PlayStation's not doing that great right now, though. Like
right now,
or Sony? Sony's not doing great. PlayStation's doing kick ass.
Yeah,
but Sony's not doing that great.
If you scored a freebie during the Welcome Back campaign, you can choose one of the above options. But this tier has also been capped to a lower $4 million. So anyone entitled to this particular claim will have to act faster. You can choose games like Dead Nation, Infamous, Little Big Planet, Super Stardust HD, and Rain.
I don't know what Rain is.
That's when moisture falls from the sky. Shut up.
Classic.
Eh, whatever.
EA is locking up Battlefield Hardline until 2015.
Dude, that game was a shit show. It was like, oh, we didn't mean to leak the game. Oh, here's a beta account. Oh, the game's not really that made.
Speaking of betas, I downloaded the Destiny beta. Didn't even play it.
No?
I ended up playing Spyro instead.
Like, if I played, if I had
$1 million, what would you do?
I'd make Schindler's List.
I could have probably answered that question. If Andy had $1 million, what would he do?
Make a porno. Dude, I just need $25,000. I'll kickstart that shit, man.
You really need $25,000?
All right. I figured I have to pay some serious money if I'm going to get someone to get fisted. That's an act. That is an act. So that's why it's only going to be the finale scene. But I mean, that's an act. Like, a fisting. So I figured that's got to be like $4,000 or something.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would like to build some sets. That'd be nice.
How do you...
How? Craigslist.
No, how do you... How do you find someone with that particular talent to get fisted?
Craigslist.
I know, but what if, like, do you test?
Do I test?
Well, yeah, it has to be a preliminary screening.
Because what if you get to that scene and she's like, I can't. And then you keep trying and she's like, no, it's not going to work.
You just get somebody else with a wig.
You just blew all your time, you know, on that person
said. Like he said, I would have to do some, like, I would just have to be like, send me a video of fist going
send
in
me
you.
A video of you getting fisted.
And
Mom, this is my big break. I need this. Just film it.
Just
and
we'll fist me. Just
he is on the video. She's like, oh God, sir, I can't do this. Go get your father.
What's going? Oh, you did not tell me it was this.
But. I would be the one who made Schindler's Fist.
Just want to throw it out there. That's probably the worst scenario we've come up with ever.
I'm from South Alabama, and that was fucked up even for me.
Just, I think it'd be great. The only thing in color in that movie would just be that fisting scene. Who you text? You best not be telling Camilla.
No, I got a text from a friend of mine. I read it.
Was it Camilla?
No, it wasn't Camilla.
It was totally Camilla.
It was my friend Katie.
Don't tell
him. So it's Camilla.
It's not Camilla.
Isn't Andy one of Camilla's Italian names?
Andy. Camilla, Crisani, Visconti, Andy.
My name is your name now.
All right, so that'll do it for gaming news. God, I'm still fucking laughing internally over, go get your dad. All right, let's get on to technology news.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
A river in China mysteriously turns blood red overnight.
You can see it if you want. That's crazy.
Check that out. That's red. That's a river. And it's red. Kind of like blood. That's why they say it's blood red.
I bet it's going to be like enzymes.
Astute observation.
Residents of Chinese town named China woke up last Thursday to discover that the inner city river had turned blood red. Everyone is puzzled because no one knows the cause yet.
That's crazy.
What was the town called?
Chinese town named China. I can't pronounce it.
Oh, okay.
Wenzhou?
Wenzhou is my guess.
I thought it was a Chinese town
nope.
named China. So I thought it was China, China.
From Matt can't pronounce this China, residents woke up last Thursday to discover that the inner city river had turned blood red.
That's pretty crazy.
No one knows exactly why.
It is deep blood red.
It is straight up red. Oh, look at that pollution right there. That's nice. A bunch of shit in the river.
Do you remember seeing all the pollution when the Russia summer games were first starting? Or all like the dead things on the side of the road and everything?
Yeah. The rivers around in Brazil are polluted as fuck.
Yep.
And they said, oh, don't worry, we'll clean them up before the Olympics, which is in 2 years. And now they're like, we're probably going to get 20% done.
20%?
Yeah.
That's not even a half-ass attempt.
No.
Dude, just Brazil in general is such a clusterfuck.
Like Ron Swanson said, don't half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing. Yeah. You got to whole-ass that river. nod there, you're like,
That's going to be a Facebook quote now. I'm putting that up today.
Unlocking your phone is about to be legal again.
This is the greatest fucking thing in the world.
Look, what? Unlocking your phone?
Unlocking your phone.
Oh, okay.
Because Apple can't do shit. It's amazing. Because it's basically unlocking your phone. You can take my Verizon phone. It's made for Verizon service. Mm-hmm. When I unlock it, I can take it to any cell phone provider.
Oh, that's cool.
They will support it.
That's cool.
Because it's unlocked now. It's not locked down to a certain carrier. Like back in the days when AT&T was the only one who had the iPhone,
right.
It was locked for AT&T. So say if they unlocked it, they could go over to Verizon, and Verizon would be able to hook up the iPhone to their service. Well, now Congress is making it straight up legal to do that.
Well, that's really awesome.
And it doesn't void any warranties, which is fucking amazing, because it's like Apple's nightmare.
See, that's what I like, because I've always been a big proponent, like, if you buy something,
it's yours.
It's fucking yours. Like, it's yours. That's your phone. You should be able to do what you want with your phone.
Yeah.
You should be able to use any service you want.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure this has nothing to do with jailbreaking because that's software side. This is hardware.
That's what I initially thought you guys were talking about.
No, like, but this is still pretty fucking awesome, though. So it's basically like the Congress's fuck you to cell phone companies, which is pretty nice.
Which is nice, yeah. They need
because that doesn't happen ever.
Fuck them for providing fantastic technology for us.
Have you guys seen T-Mobile's awesome new commercials about their streaming music?
No.
You can stream, like, paying any of the streaming apps. You stream music for free. It doesn't affect your data whatsoever.
Damn. Wow.
Which, that's amazing. That is fan-fucking-tastic. And I guess also the CEO of T-Mobile has like, said, like, straight up, like, I guess in conferences, fuck you to all those cell phone providers, too.
I missed. Sorry.
But T-Mobile, they're like the rebels. They're like the rebel scum of the world.
I tried to throw my water bottle angrily into the trash can, and I missed. It hit the bookshelf instead.
Yeah, it makes me wish we had T-Mobile here, because they are awesome.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
A poop-powered flamethrower can shoot out gigantic 30-foot flames.
This is a big fucking flame if you want to see this. Damn, this thing is just fucking massive.
They used rabbit manure for the flame fuel.
Which, what, poop has methane in it? Methane's yeah. flammable? So yeah, that's probably what they're doing. But 30 feet of poop flame.
Okay, guys, new segment. How was this idea thought of?
So, a bunch of
Listen up.
Fluffy over
it's
here
one of those high
has
ideas.
Been shitting so much. What can we do with it? Well, we're going to throw it away. We'll make a flamethrower out of it.
All right. Look at this. So, used rabbit manure for his choice of flame fuel. Showed doomsday prep. Oh, okay. He made gunpowder by blending the rabbit poop and created methane by mixing the poop with water. This guy blended poop and water. Poop and water! This guy had to be high.
The Pirate Bay is now mobile optimized.
Which that's fantastic. But I'm pretty... I think Verizon blocked the Pirate Bay on their service.
That's right up.
Are you on... You gotta be on LTE.
4G.
Or 4G, anyways.
Looking okay. up the Pirate Bay on the podcast. It's Tim's job to stall the show because he's not on his phone. That was
See, I have
a half rhyme. I suck at this song.
Like, mine loads the regular old Pirate Bay.
I'm there.
Do you have the mobile one or the?
I have the mobile one.
Yeah, I have the actual website. But okay, they must have unblocked it. I remember seeing a news article a couple of years ago that were like, "Well, they just blocked something," and everyone was like, "Net neutrality."
Huh.
But that's cool. Now you can torrent on the go, dude.
Torrent on the go.
Mobile torrenting is coming. I think just someone has to figure it out. Is all.
It's here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
you know what that story just said.
Well, no, like being able to torrent mobily, like on your phone as you go. You can view them and everything, but
yeah,
you can't. Oh, okay. You can't like download it. But that's gonna come soon. If this is like the first.
All right, that's it for technology news, guys. Let's move into news.
News time.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the three-hit combo newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny!
Creepy porcelain dolls resembling young girls placed in front of California homes.
See, I haven't heard anything about this.
The Orange County Sheriff's Department said Thursday that someone had left dolls wearing nightgowns and lace dresses at as many as 8 homes in the San Clemente neighborhood this week. The families were worried because they felt each doll resembled a young girl who lived in the house.
About time I got on the news.
That is a little
setting
creepy.
Off an investigation and call for public help in finding who had placed them. But later Thursday, the sheriff's department said it found the person responsible and the intent had been goodwill.
Yeah, guys, jeez, read bad into my goodwill
this
doll placing.
This doesn't seem to explain it as much as I heard from another source, but it was apparently like an old lady who
oh, really?
Wanted to make dolls like that the kids could have that Aww. Looked like the kids.
Yeah.
And Aww. Placed them at their doorsteps.
It was an old
That's
voodoo
creepy,
lady
but, yeah.
just trying to get them in the hobby.
Oh, yeah.
It was...
If you poke them in the eye, they lose it.
Yeah, that's fucking creepy.
Have you ever heard about it's somewhere in Europe, but there's apparently this mannequin that everyone believes that it's an embalmed corpse that they keep dressing up in like different wedding dresses. And they said, like, I guess the eyes will follow you because it's positioned that way. But, like, the store owner won't even be like, I'm not going to tell you if it's real or not. Probably that's the thing about the store, so everyone comes, but it's probably not a real.
ADD
but I just
moment.
Recently heard about that.
Do you guys remember your imaginary friends? Like, when you were a little kid?
I remember that I had one. I don't remember anything about it.
Oh,
I'd
okay.
ask my parents because I don't remember having one, but I'd have to ask my parents.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't know. Maybe that's why my dad stopped beating me. Is I got mine.
Jesus.
He let me out from underneath the basement.
A sex toy was stuck in a woman's vagina for 10 years.
How?
A 38-year-old woman in Scotland who told doctors she was suffering from shaking, incontinence, and severe weight loss turned out to have a sex toy stuck inside her vagina that had been there for 10 years. The woman, who the article notes was of normal intelligence, told doctors she used the 5-inch toy in a drunken sexual encounter a decade ago. She didn't remember whether she took it out or not. Jesus. By the time surgeons found it, the toy's effects were potentially life-threatening. It had caused bladder blockage that was forcing urine back up into her kidneys and had also created viscovaginal fistula, which is a tract that causes urine to flow into the vagina.
On a random note, click on this Megan Fox's crop top.
Why?
Megan Fox is hot. Come in, Megan Fix.
Come in. There you go.
Oh, that's nothing special.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Dude, she used to be so much hotter before all the plastic surgery.
You think so?
What
the fuck is this? Oh, yeah. Yeah, she has a toe thumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
A what?
A toe thumb. I remember 4chan when it first, like, got on the internet, 4chan investigating the shit out of it. Her thumb looks like a big toe.
Huh. It's interesting.
And Michael Bay does a really good job of hiding it in the first two Transformers. Because there's some hand shots, and I'm like, no. All that CG money.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? All right, do you remember the change-up movie? It was a really shitty one. It had, like, Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds and Olivia Wilde and the hot chick from This Is 40.
Oh, yeah, the switch or whatever, where, like, they change bodies.
It was a horrible movie. But anyways, there's a scene where Leslie Mann, that's her name, she gets naked, but her boobs are CG. And I was thinking about this the other day. This is a more common practice in Hollywood. There are teams out there that are devoted to making CG boobies. I won on that. What'd you do today? I made the greatest nipple. It was fantastic.
Walmart's ice cream sandwiches apparently do not melt in the sun.
You know something. Something's a little sketchy there.
The discovery was made by mother Christine Watson, who noticed a Great Value ice cream sandwich her son left on the patio had not fully melted, even though it had been sitting out for 12 hours on an 80-degree day.
Jesus.
Watson left a second ice cream sandwich out overnight with the same results.
Well, good for her doing experiments.
Yeah.
She asked herself, what am I feeding to my children? Ice cream melts based on the ingredients, including cream, Walmart spokeswoman said in an email. Ice cream with more cream will generally melt at a slower rate, which is the case with our Great Value ice cream sandwiches.
Someone at the Walmart factory is like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and that slower rate is like 6 days, apparently, because 12 hours didn't do much.
Oh, shit.
God, that's scary. That's really scary.
Let's see. WCPO, I guess the local news station, left out a third Walmart ice cream sandwich alongside a Klondike bar and a pint of Häagen-Dazs ice cream. The Häagen-Dazs ice cream, which contains only cream, milk, sugar, eggs, and vanilla, and no gums, melted fastest. The Klondike bar melted too. The Walmart sandwich, though it melted a bit, remained the most solid in appearance and still looked like a sandwich.
And the Häagen-Dazs main ingredient is cream, and they said if there's more cream, it melts slower, correct? So the Häagen-Dazs melted fastest!
So, don't get your ice cream sandwiches from Walmart, jeez. Yeah,
that's sketch.
60 burgers were stolen from Doc's Beach House in Bonita Beach, Southwest Florida last weekend. The burgers were nabbed by three naked men who broke in.
And they're like, these are like 20, like late 20s. Early 30s dudes, too.
The restaurant's multiple security cameras filmed the men as they rifled through the restaurant's kitchen and walk-in fridge. Two of the men were completely naked, and the third had nothing but underwear on. Oh, so he's the bashful one. Yeah.
Right.
No.
I'll just wear my underwear. The footage gained from the restaurant was made public by the police in an attempt to track down the perpetrators, who was described in their late teens or early 20s. Along with the 60 burgers, the thieves stole 3 pounds of bacon and peppers, but didn't even attempt to open the cash register. A trail of red peppers was left on the beach.
That is aw- they had to be drunk.
The Hamburglar's crime syndicate is getting too severe.
We're getting naked. We're going to go fucking Doc's Burgers, bro. Bro, I'm going to get naked with you. Yeah!
This sounds like a really cool idea, but only if I get to wear my underwear.
Yeah.
You stop being a pussy, Chad.
We're going to be grabbing enough meat. I don't need to be slinging mine all over the place.
Oh, man. Naked Burger Thieves.
Sounds like an awesome band.
Naked.
Do you guys want to start the band Naked Burger Thieves?
Yes.
And we're famous.
That's going to be the title of this episode.
Naked Burger Thieves?
Yep.
The band.
All right, that will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-PC, that is a number 3, PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com, and search for us on YouTube, 3-8 Combo Podcast. So, for Tam and Andy, this is Matt, signing out. Thank you.